For the last few months, if your travels take you on Willits Drive in Knoxville or on Panther Drive to see a baseball or softball game this summer, you might have noticed the new bleachers at Randy Wilson Track. That is now the new home field for the Knoxville football squad. The Panthers will start the season this week with their home opener at the new facility that has taken the spring and most of the summer to construct. Activities Director Ryan Paulson says it will rank right up there with some of the better facilities in the area.
Randy Wilson Track is going to be an awesome, awesome complex. It's just going to be an outstanding facility. You know, the turf obviously has been in place for a couple of years. We have an awesome 8-lane all-weather track. The visiting bleachers were done this April so people in track and soccer could kind of get a glimpse and kind of see what was coming. And then the bleachers, which span from 20 to 20, went up this summer and are just there's a ton of seating up there. And then the press box was just installed last week, which gives a really awesome vantage point. It's going to be able to comfortably outfit media, coaches, whether it be football, soccer, and then a space for game operations or meet operations when we get to track soccer, to be able to execute what needs to get done for those events to happen. And then you've got the press, or you've got the concessions, restroom building, which is nearing stages of being done. We have some much needed storage at the north end of that building as well. It really gives that area just a big time feel, and especially when you add in, the work that was done on the baseball complex this past season. We had a great group of parents that helped us raise a bunch of money for a brand new set of bleachers. New press box there. Some awesome local businesses got involved as well, and there's new netting there. And then that, along with a great softball complex, it really does give that area just kind of a big time class 3A, 4A type facility feel. And that's an awesome thing.
Head football coach Matt Duncan, who played and coached the Panthers in their former home of Kenlock Stadium, says while the former home was a great place, the new facility will give the players and fans a great game night experience.
A lot of memories there, a lot of good times and a few bad times from playing and obviously coaching down there for so many years too. This facility here at the track it's awesome, and our guys are excited. And it's been cool this summer as we've been going through our summer practices and workouts, just kind of seeing all the finishing touches come together and seeing from the drawings or the pictures of it to what it looks like in real life. We're excited and we're fortunate and we're lucky to have a facility like this, and we're hoping that we get plenty of W's in it here this season and future seasons.
Knoxville Schools business manager Craig Mobley, who oversaw the construction of the stadium, says giving kids nice things to play in and fans nice things to root for their teams in just helps with the overall feel for Knoxville schools and drawing families who happen to move to the community.
It is a competitive thing now. People look at facilities. People look at what a school district has to offer when they're making a decision to either move to a community or send their kids to a community to go to school. And so it's something that we do have to think about. And I think this will put us right up there with some of the nicest facilities in our, definitely in our conference and in this area of the state.
The new stadium, however, did not come without contention in Knoxville. Kenlock Stadium was utilized as the home field for the Panthers from 1937 until last season. Some of the great teams of Knoxville played their home games there, like the undefeated 1975 and 1954 teams, both going 9-0. Knoxville's first ever playoff game, a loss to Harlan in the Class 3A quarterfinals in 1990, and many other games and memories. Penny Somar with the Save Our Stadium Committee, a group that for years fought to keep the Panthers at Kenlock Stadium, says the goal is to have a facility to present not just to the community, but to anyone that comes to Knoxville.
We want to be able to present ourselves as a vibrant community. And I think turning this facility into something that can be used by the entire community. We have plans for pickleball courts, outdoor ice skating, a concert venue, a community building. So it just kind of goes on and on and on of the capabilities of what we can do there.
The school and the Save Our Stadium Committee earlier entered into a 5-year agreement that the school would maintain Kenlock Stadium while the SOS would raise funds for the repurposing of the stadium. Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch hopes that Kenlock Stadium can become either a sports facility or another purpose.
From the city's perspective, our main concern is it being nothing. You know, that's what we do not want. Is to have a vacant area there, like you said, in prime real estate area, right along our main corridor through town, and people see just a vacant block. It's a whole block, you know, city block. So it is important for us, and like I said, it would be great, you know, if the committee can raise the funds and make something productive, if that's football, if it's event center, whatever that is, it would be great.
Mobley likes the versatility of Randy Wilson Track and the closeness it is to the main school buildings.
You know, it's such a versatile facility, and we can use it for so many different things. And the proximity of it to our buildings and our other facilities, it just made a lot of sense for our district and for the community. So there's going to be plenty of parking out there. You can look for some information from Activities Director Paulson here coming out about kind of some plans for event nights and how that's going to kind of run down in more of the logistics of things. I'm just super excited. I'm excited to get the project done because it has been busy, but super excited to see the finished product and super excited to see people's reaction to that.
So where do you park now at Randy Wilson Track? Well, there's actually plenty of parking, according to Paulson.
There's going to be some parking on the softball gravel parking lot that's kind of behind right field in the softball. That is only going to be accessible from Willits Drive, though, because Panther Drive is going to be closed for a segment from right by the entrance to that softball parking lot to basically right in between the maintenance shop and the softball press box. So that area of Panther Drive will be barricaded closed. So in addition to that softball gravel lot for parking, there's the baseball gravel lot parking, there's West Elementary parking, and then there's also a substantial amount of parking at the middle school and then the high school student lot. So all of those are gonna require just a little bit of a stroll, but nothing, you know, that too, nothing too crazy or anything like that.
And while Kenlock Stadium holds a lot of memories for many who played football, marched in the band, or attended a football game there, Somar says the new facility at Randy Wilson Track will provide new memories for tonight and beyond.
You know, the stadium thing was, and it's time to move on from that. It's memories for a lot of us to cherish, but it's time to make new memories.
There's a saying that when you give kids nice things to play in, they'll be happier and have more pride in their school. Regardless, Randy Wilson Track is a first-class facility, and the Panthers will open their season tonight at one of the nicest facilities in the area. Thanks to Clayton Sampson for getting most of the interviews you heard in this feature. For Football Friday Nights on KNIA KRLS, I'm Derek Cardwell.